chapter 6, Getting Better and Synopsis. So, after I went, or after I had a look back through my diaries to see, you know, what I was writing when I was normal again, and I wasn't really, because, or at least I was writing, but nothing to do with feeling manic or depressed or whatever, because I was just normal again, so I didn't need to. So there's really nothing to report there, other than, you know, to say that I was back to normal, which is great. I do have I might have said this before, but I have a distinct memory of laughing around about a year after I'd first gone manic, and maybe 4 months or so after I went on the antidepressants, 4 or 5 months after I went on the antidepressants, and that was an absolutely wonderful feeling. Really was. You know, then I knew, and I caught myself laughing and making jokes and thinking, "Wow, this is great. I'm doing well. I'm feeling good. I'm enjoying myself, and I'm back to normal." And that was fantastic. So, yeah, what have I learned? Lots, really. I've learned what people can go through. I've learned that you can, you know, going on meditation courses should be taken extremely seriously. And I'm very disappointed in the Vipassana people. I think that the technique is powerful and people do get good benefits out of it, but I think that they are irresponsible in letting people jump onto a 10-day course before having done shorter courses. I think that's... I mean, I really think something probably ought to be done about that. I'm not sure what you can do about it, but other than pressure them to you know, let people know what can happen. I do think it is good, for me anyway, it was good to just trust the psychiatric services that I was put into. For me, they were great, and I trusted them, and I think, I'm probably quite a trusting person anyway, but they did help, and it made a big difference. A big one for me at least was not to be scared, and don't think it's a cop-out going on to antidepressants. If you need them, you need them, and that's okay. You know, if you break your leg, you get plaster and until it's healed and back to full strength, and it really is just plaster for your brain, and that's okay. Yeah, it gave me a huge amount of empathy for what people can go through. Until you've experienced depression, I feel it's hard to appreciate what it really is. You know, if someone had said to me, you know, I'm depressed, wouldn't really have meant anything to me. I would have thought maybe they have down days or, you know, and if I'd met a depressed person, you know, who's just moaning about whatever it is or just not being able to think straight, I would have just thought, this guy's a bit weird. I wouldn't have thought maybe they're depressed, and I should be, you know, more compassionate to this person, and I think that's a really good thing. That for me is going to be, yeah, that's a great thing. And I've learned what wonderful friends I have around me, and you know, cultivating strong relationships is I don't do it so that when I'm mad, people will look after me, but, you know, investing time in relationships, you know, with your friends and family, and, you know, being there for them, and, you know, obviously you can't count on the fact that anyone will be there for you when you need them, but, I just really realized what an amazing bunch of family and friends I have, and that was pretty special for me. And I had a manic experience, you know, and that, I mean, it's why people get addicted to these things, but it was an amazing experience, and while I wouldn't want to go through the whole thing again, and I think, you know, on balance, it's going to cost me more probably having gone through that, it still was an amazing thing. You know, I talked to God, I experienced an amazing, loving, you know, an amazingly unreal love experience, and that was perfect. So, you know, that's something that is, you know, kind of special, I suppose. So, yeah, I'm going to now... I did this because I was asked to by the... Well, I wanted to do it for myself anyway, for my, you know, some family and friends who I would send this to. And I also wanted to do it for the psychiatric services over here that asked would I, you know, put together an account of what had happened to me. So that's what this is for. If you are reading this on the website that I put together, which I started when I was manic, actually, which is... livingvipassana.blogspot.com, which is livingvipassana.blogspot.com, there's an email address on that you can anonymously-ish contact me on, or if you are reading this, well, you can go there, or you can, if you're reading this through the psych services website, then I will say to them that I'm happy for people. You know, I'm no psychologist, I'm no psychiatrist. But if, you know, if anyone has any questions regarding this stuff, you are welcome to ask them. But again, I'm not a professional, and I can only speak about what happened to me and what worked for me and the, you know, what I went through. But yeah, I hope you've enjoyed it, or enjoy might not be the right word, but yeah, that's it, really. Good luck, I suppose, and hopefully won't be repeating this podcast with episode 2, because frankly, while one is more than enough for me. Okay, see you then.